This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin won a record post-Soviet landslide in Russia's election Sunday, cementing his grip on power while pressing forward with the war in Ukraine. Reuters' Angela Johnston has more.
The election comes just over 2 years since Putin ordered the invasion of Ukraine, Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II. He casts it as a special military operation. In Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said there was not a single bit of legitimacy in what he called this simulation of an election. The war hung over the three-day vote with Ukraine attacking oil refineries, shelling Russian regions, and seeking to pierce its borders with proxy forces. Putin said those attacks would not go unpunished.
Reuters' Angela Johnston. Putin said he supported an idea to release lead opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a prisoner exchange just days before the man who was his biggest foe died. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
In his first comments to address Navalny's death, Putin said of the dissident's demise, quote, "It happens. There is nothing you can do about it. It's life." Putin said Monday, also without offering any evidence, that several days before Navalny's death, certain colleagues told him about, quote, an idea to exchange Navalny for certain people held in penitentiary facilities in Western countries. He said he supported the idea. A Navalny aide last month accused Putin of getting rid of Navalny in order to not exchange him, but offered no evidence to back her claims. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The U.S. continues to scramble to assess the future of its counterterrorism operations in the Sahel region of Africa after the ruling junta in Niger announced it was ending military cooperation with Washington. The U.S. military has hundreds of troops stationed in the area. This is VOA News. Israeli forces have launched another raid on the Gaza Strip's largest hospital. The army says Hamas militants had regrouped inside Shifa Hospital without providing evidence and that gunmen fired on its forces from inside. The Gaza Health Ministry says about 30,000 people are sheltering there, and people inside described heavy gunfire and scenes of panic. The army last raided Shifa in November after claiming that Hamas maintained an elaborate command center within and beneath the facility. The military revealed a tunnel leading to a bunker as well as weapons it said were found inside the hospital. The evidence fell short of the earlier claims, and critics accused the army of recklessly endangering the lives of civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday hit back at a speech made last week by the U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Netanyahu said Schumer's comments calling for new elections in Israel were totally inappropriate. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday pushed back fiercely against what he described as international pressure over the war in Gaza. At a cabinet meeting, he said, "To our friends in the international community, I say, is your memory so short, so quickly you forgot about October 7th, the worst massacre committed against Jews since the Holocaust?" And he repeated his determination to send forces into Rafah, the city on the border with Egypt, overrun by civilian refugees who fled their shattered homes elsewhere in the Gaza Strip.
Reuters' Zachary Goldman. North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters days after the end of the South Korean-U.S. military drills that the North views as an invasion rehearsal. The launches were North Korea's first known missile testing activities in about a month. Guatemala says offices of its honorary consul in Haiti have been ransacked. Details from AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
As Haiti once again spirals into chaos with another wave of gang violence, a number of government and aid agencies have reported that their facilities and aid supplies have been looted. Gangs have raged through Haiti in recent weeks, attacking key institutions and shutting down the main international airport. The chaos has pushed many Haitians to the brink of famine and left many more in increasingly desperate conditions. On Saturday, UNICEF said one of its containers holding essential items for maternal, neonatal and child survival, including resuscitators, were looted in the capital's main port, which was breached by gangs last week. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A charter flight carrying dozens of U.S. citizens fleeing spiraling gang violence in Haiti has landed in Miami. The U.S. State Department officials said more than 30 U.S. citizens were on the government-chartered flight on Sunday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.